Welcome to Seeds of Revelation, a short devotional presented by Rabbi Schneider, a Jewish believer in Jesus the Messiah.
Shalom, grace and peace to you. Shalom, shalom. Today, we are hearing the alarm sounding, 911. There's a sounding of an alarm that's waking people up all around the globe. We're seeing distress. You're feeling it yourself, distress. In Israel, all around the globe, distress. There's like an alarm going off. And what is that for? We need to look at it differently. You know, years ago, when I kept hearing a siren go down the road, I would get all distressed. And finally, I said, oh, God, I know you don't want me to be worrying all the time. I hear these sirens, and it makes me upset. I think that something terrible is going wrong. And the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, I am sending some distress to people in order to wake them up and produce eternal life, to wake people up that life isn't about the here and now, but it's about the eternal. So even now, we need to look at this, all the signals that are being set off in Israel, all around the globe, with the different plagues that we see going on. And the scriptures told us there'll be hails and storms and hurricanes and floods and destruction. But what are they for? They're to wake us up. And I know the answer. If you think about 911, it's a horrible 911 signal, isn't it? To call 911. But now take that and take the flip side and go to Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. That's what Father God wants us to do. He wants every alarm to signal us to wake up, look up, and find ourselves in the shadow, in the comfort, in the protection of the Lord. Today, every time you hear distress, I want you to wake up, look up, and call on Father God to be your shield, the blood of Jesus to be your shield, everything transformed into His goodness in your life.
We hope you were blessed by today's Seeds of Revelation. If the Lord is leading you to support the ministry of Rabbi Schneider, you can donate at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, make sure to check out our many other free resources.